नमो भक्ति विनोदाय माय हार्टली मिलियंस ऑफ मिलियंस ऑबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट होंग विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम टू माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट होंग विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज आई टोल्ड यस्टरडे that especially my Shiksha Guru Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj dragged me to western countries and eastern countries and he inspired me to preach in Bhakti in these countries and still he is inspiring me. You know that I also told yesterday the deep feelings of Jaiva Dharma that Bhakti Vinod Thakur is speaking, that here he gave the name of his Shiksha Guru Premadas Prabhu, that he took the name of Premadas Paramahansa, and he was disciple, Shiksha disciple of Pradyumna Brahmacharya. Here no mention of his Shiksha Guru. In any case, Shiksha Guru is not less than Shiksha Guru. Sometimes, if more qualified, Shiksha Guru may come in Bhagavat Parampara, Guru will not come. But Shiksha Guru comes in Bhagavata Parampara. Knowing everything, that who can help me in Krishna consciousness, really know. And he takes help for Raganuga Bhakti. So sometimes Shiksha Guru makes. And if Shiksha Guru is favorable and he gives Ragmarg and all, then he comes in Bhagavata Parampara and he is bona fide. He told also that Sannyasi Thakur came from Varanasi. He was so much learned. He was learned in epics, Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta. Six kinds of darshan. Philosophy, Nyaya, Vaisheshi, Kana, Patanjal and all others. But he had not relished transcendental any fraction of Ananda. Brahma is Ananda, but he never. But when he heard a Vaishnava singing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasa, heart melted, tears coming to the noise. That cannot come by any money or by any practice. Can't. So, he realized something. And then he left Kasi, Varanasi, his sannyas and everything, learning. And came to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan he came to Navadvip, and here he met his Gurudev. And he surrendered, totally surrendered. Totally, totally. Not keeping one form with him. And he told that, I am yours now. You are my Guru. So a shishya, disciples should be like that. And he became one pointed. Totally surrendered. He told that I have taken fully your
shelter.
Then Paramahansa Babaji, Premdas, he began to weep and told, Sannyasi Thakur, main nitanta ek apadaksh hu. Kyun khane peene mein apna samay vyatit karta hu. Mera jivan vyarth gaya. मैंने चैतन्य महाप्रभु के चरणों में और उसके धाम में आश्रय लिया है. आई टेकन शेल्टर दो आई टेकन शेल्टर इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री सचिनंदन गौर हरि एंड हिज धाम नवद्वीप धाम. बट आई एम वॉज सिग्निफिकेंट
इनसिग्निफिकेंट
एंड आई एम नथिंग आई एम जीरो. वट इज कृष्ण प्रेम आई हैव नॉट रजिस्टर और रियलाइज. But I think you are more fortunate than. For even a moment you have realized, oh, by hearing song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya by that Vaishnava, you are so much fortunate. Anyone can be fortunate if he has realized that thing, Krishna. Anyhow, if you chant like this, you may call Krishna and Radhika, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So you are more fortunate than me. I have never tested this. Oh, if you are doing bhajan, then time to time you should remember me. Who is telling? Guru Prem Das is telling. How humble he is. Try to be humble. We cannot be humble unless that prem will come. This humbleness and prem is same thing, non-different. Try, but by trying it will not come. If a fraction of prem will come, a fraction of humbleness will come. Otherwise you may tell that, oh, I am very insignificant. But only speaking. And telling this, weeping, he embraced that sannyasi Thakur. And then he realized, oh, what? So much ananda. And he also began to weep. Both were weeping. Guru and disciple both. Now he realized more than what he has previously realized in Kasi by hearing song. Now, by touching a pure Vaishnava, he began to weep and weep. Good. Both. Like Gaur and Nityananda Prabhu met in now the first time in
Nandanacharya.
On both. So much weeping and this
rolling
down on the earth. Prem Das told that Sannyasi Thakur daily. Then Sannyasi told, oh, I want to live here for my whole life. I surrendered my life, my body and soul and everything to you. I want to serve my whole life. A disciple should be like that. He should surrender his everything. He should not keep anything. He is independent. Totally giving independence. But very rare. Giving everything but lock and key with us. Totally we can. Sometimes he thinks that, oh, I know more than my Gurudev. I know. He does not understand what I am understanding. Is it right?
Wrong.
Yes. I am telling right. Sometimes we think, but this is often. And that is why I don't realize anything. Transcendental realization never comes. So surrendered. He surrendered and told that whole life I want to give up my independence to your lotus feet forever, totally. Try to do. If Guru is bona fide, or do like this. And if not Guru bona fide, give up Gurudev. No. And to whom you have faith, you should serve and make Guru. But don't have any doubt in that Gurudev. Otherwise you will be ruined forever. Your whole transcendental belief will be ruined forever. In some case I see and I become very worried for them. When I came and joined Math and I met with my Gurudev, after some day I am hearing his Harikatha. I told him that I have given up my whole love and affection which I had for my wife, for my father, mother and for my body. I am giving up in your lotus feet forever. Then he began to weep. So a disciple should be. And by his mercy, a special mercy, what I served him, a very little, but he thought that he is serving me, lot of. And by his mercy you are now seeing. I am a dry straw even by his mercy, causeless mercy. Everywhere I am preaching and all are hearing. So, try to have a strong faith like this, like Babaji Sri Sannyasi Thakur. And one day Prem Das, the Guru, he proposed that I want to meet my Gurudev. Better you should be with, accompany me and we will go to Nisingapalli. In Parikrama, perhaps you have gone to Nisingapalli. You? Nisingapalli? So many times, no? You also? So many times? Oh, Paramahansa Babaji, he was Siddha. But when he met his Gurudev, so far from his distance, and he fell down like a stick. Paramahansa Babaji Maharaj also came running from the temple and embraced him. And after some time, there in discourse. What discourse? How you are? No. What? Harikatha. Like Rupa and Sanatan, when they used to meet, what? Oh, you are okay, I am okay, your this body is okay. No, never. Oh, how your Krishna bhajan is going on? Any problem or how you are doing? And discussing about the books, they were written. Brihad Bhagavata Amrit Tattva, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Ujjwal Nilmani, especially two books. Lalit Madhav Digdat Madha and all Padyavadi, all. Oh, hours and hours, day and night sometimes, passing away. Then, Srem Das Babaji told, oh, very fortunate this fellow. Oh, very learned in six kinds of philosophy. And Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran and everything he is qualified. But he was not satisfied there and he left Mayavad and Advaitvad and he has come to me. In Navadvipa, and he has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Sachinandan Gaur Hari and his this place,
Dham,
Navadvipa. Then Brahmachari, the guru of guru, he told, "Oh, you are very fortunate that you have received a very high class of guru, Siddha Guru. Guru is for stratifying his disciple. Very high class. A guru never sees anyone like a disciple. Never. And a guru never makes any disciple in his life. As Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told. He makes only guru, really guru. A real guru makes real. No disciple. That you will be always the disciple. But a disciple always think that I am disciple. So you should read Prem Vivatsa with him. You should hear Prem Vivatsa. Why not Srimad Bhagavatam? Vedanta. Why not? Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was so much learned, his Gurudev, Premdas. But he told that, oh, you should hear. He knew that he called Silan karte hai.
He reads. He studies.
And he gives class on Prem Vivarta. Prem Vivarta, you know, what is Prem Vivarta? It looks like that it is no love and affection, but really it is. Quarreling. Like Jagadananda used to quarrel with Mahaprabhu, that Nimai Pandit. Both colleagues, friends, they used to quarrel. And that quarrel was of love and affection. We can quarrel with our God brothers, no harm. But like that, with love and affection. We should quarrel for her. I will take this
big bundle.
And he will tell, no, I will take it. And quarrel it for you. So, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sutra kenu noy, jai krishna tattavetta sehi jivara. He gave it. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sutra kenu noy, jai krishna tattavetta sehi. In Hari Bhakti Vilas it has been told, a guru should be of superior cost, very beautiful, young, qualified, highly. And if not found, then you should take from any cost. But it is not so much authentic. What is authentic? Kiva vipra. Such an iti. And keep it. Don't try to disturb. What I Oh. It may be of any cost. Some are telling, what? A sannyasi with this cloth.
Saffron cloth.
He is not follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he cannot be in his life. But he is strongly opposed in five verses. Very strong. Babaji is telling like this, Sahajiya. But it have given so many
proof,
evidence.
Anyone, kiva pitra, kiva nyasi, shudra kainanoya, Jai Krishna Tattvetta Seidu. Haridas Thakur. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted in his sampradaya? Why? And he made him Namacharya. He was Muslim. From whom he has taken initiation? Any proof? In Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavata, Chaitanya Bhagavata, or anywhere? From whom? We know that Sarva Damodar, he was class fellow of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. But he went to Kashi and he accepted Advaita Bhakti. Saffron cloth also, brahmachari life there. He came to Puri when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri. From whom he was initiated, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him his what? So
intimate
associate. How? From whom he was initiated? Any proof? Oh, he was Mayavadi. Took saffron cloth, but he was not Mayavadi. He was playing a role of this. You know Raya Ramananda? Why he was in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya? Who gave him initiation? Whose disciple was he? Srivas Pandit. You know he was worshipper of Ramchandra. Srivas Pandit?
Lakshminarayan.
And Murari Gupta, he was of Ram. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them, all his bosom associates. So kiva vipra, kiva nyasi. Only seven cloths and nasi, they will not be in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why not? They have no argument. No evidence, nothing. So they are bogus. So he told, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, shudra kena nai. Especially Siksha Guru should be like that. Anyone who is suffering, Swajati Snigdha Asha. What is the meaning?
Swajati is of the same spiritual mood.
What is that?
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind.
What is that mood?
Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Alam.
In the Raganuga Marga, he should be
like-minded.
If he wants motherlyhood, fatherlyhood, love to Krishna, he should also be nice. And if he of Rupamanjari mood, he likes that, I want to be Siddhi in that. Oh, he should be like that and very favorable to me and causeless, merciful to me. That person. Oh, that should be only be Siksha Guru, not any other. He may be learned so much, but he has no affection and no mood like me. Oh, no Siksha Guru. And that is why Raghunath Goswami, after passing away of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda, what he came? After Gadadhar Pandit, he became restless. And quickly running and weeping, he came to Braja to give up his
life.
Either in Govardhan, jumping from there, or jumping in
Yamuna.
But oh, causeless, merciful, Rupa Sanatana accept, especially Sanatana Goswami accept, and told that you should be in Radhakund, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami. So he took shelter of Rupa Goswami. And always he was following Rupa Goswami, in all ways. If he wants something like this, then you should follow this system. Bhakti is a current. The water, this current will not stay a moment anywhere. flowing. What is the meaning? Shraddha, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti. Gradually it will go up. Oh, my Gurudev has told that you should only... No, you should distribute books and prema bhakti or braj bhakti will at once come. So I will distribute only books for my whole life. No reading, nothing, doing only this. What will it will do? Oh, river has, the current has been stagnant. It should go to Nishtha Ruchi, he will read and go. Only a Sukriti can be done by that, following his Gurudev. His Gurudev has told right. By doing so, he will meet so many a good associate, and he will hear Hari Katha, and by that he will have a Guru real, then Shiksha Guru, Anath will go in, and thus Nishtha will come. After Nishtha, Ruchi will come, and Ruchi, Asakti, and then Ruchi will come. Then Bhava, Vibhava, Sattvic, Vyabhichari and all will come. You cannot, but in the heat. It will come. But it will take a very long time. And by this, very quickly. Then, that's the next Thakur. Told that, oh, you are Chaitanya Bhasha. Please, Gurudev. Really you are. Not blindly he told, because he has some realization. He has read all these epics, all these sentences he saw in his Gurudev. By your Malli. Plan. All millions of sannyasi can be purified. So I am surrendering yours in your Lord's feet. Now they both returned to Surbhi Kunja, both. And from that very day, that sannyasi Thakur left the mood of sannyas, and now he began to serve his Gurudev like Prem Das to Pradyumna Brahmachari. Gurudev nothing to tell him that you should do all these things like this. Only he saw in the first glance and accepted. We see so many things. So we should try to accept and in practice. Especially Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. Backbone. If we will practice the process, gradually your faith towards your Gurudev will come what? Very strong, stronger and strongest. If you are chanting names, if you are hearing Hari Katha from bona fide Guru, in Srimad Bhagavat it has told, what? I'm telling. After that slok, Savai Pansang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Radhokkaje Ahe Tukya Abhyavhita Ja Bhakti Purushottame Bhagavati
Vasudeve
Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. And then what becomes? What is the meaning?
Very soon.
It should become to mic to both. Sometimes I will take rest and they will do. Why not that? Yes?
No, this is
after.
Jalan jalan yatu vairagyam jnanam cha ahe. One begins the process.
More loud.
One begins the process of bhakti to Vasudev, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Jnanatattva of Sri Krishna, under the guidance of a spiritual, bona fide spiritual master. Then very soon, two things will occur. Because bhakti runs always on two wheels, so to speak. One is jnana, but not the Mayavadi concept of jnana, but as Srila Jiva Goswami analyzes jnana as sambandha jnana and vairagya. This also has been analyzed by Srila Jiva Goswami as not vigata raga but vishesh raga, specific attachment for tadya, and not simply the rejection of the material world. And then very soon bhakti will appear in the heart of the ego.
So the essential fruit of hearing and serving Vasudeva and hearing katha, essential fruit for tattva jnan will come. You will know all the tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Jiva tattva, Bhakti tattva, Rasa tattva, Radha tattva, everything, all kinds of tattva will come. Surely it will come. And then, in the same proportion, one thing will come. Vairagya. What is Vairagya? What is Vairagya? When he heard all these things from Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, he left everything, his all position, all attachment. Wife, father, mother, kingdom, everything. But why not this attachment is coming to us? Detachment, not coming. Pass to your heart. What is defect there? For long time, Prabhu. From long time, about 30 years. But he is there where he was. I am not telling that he is there, but wife, children, their marriages, everything burdening on him. Why he did not become like Sukadeva Goswami? Oh, where they are I? Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Our singer, what name? Prabhu. Krishna Kanta. I get the name Krishna Kanta. But he said, where there he was. Why not this coming? Oh Krishna, forgetting everything, position and everything. Oh you, should I marry or not, Maharaj? Very big problem. What? I want to bring so much money, but there is some dispute, what should I do? Oh, don't come with all these things. Why you are hearing for so many long years? Why this attachment is not coming?
Detachment
is not coming. Ask your, I am not asking, you should ask your heart. Then the fruit is not coming, real fruit. Kya? Tattva jnan and?
Vairagya.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the explanation of the Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja, he has written, something. Once I went to Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj in Visakhapatnam, in South India. A very learned Sanskrit scholar, perhaps he was principal of any
college.
Sanskrit college. And he was there. He was telling that, O sarva dharmana parityajyamam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebho moksha ishyami masuja. Only aap keval man se inko chhode dijiye. Practically chhodne ki jarurat nahi hai. मन से केवल छोड़ दीजिए तो हो जाएगा. किंतु उन्होंने कहा कि विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने यह गलत लिखा कि प्रैक्टिकली स्वरूपतः और
बाह्य
सबको छोड़ो और छोड़ करके कृष्ण की शरणागत हो. Why he has written, he told. I told that you are bogus person. Bogus, bogus. In front of all
audience.
Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. Oh, they began to. You were a bogus person. I don't want to see your face. You are offensive to
Vishwanatha
Thakur. I don't. Quite out from here. Then they were, oh, Maharaj. Then he became very polite. I was not a learned person. But I have so much faith, strong faith, transcendent of faith. So I rebuked him. I don't want to see your face. You are offensive person. And then he became so polite. So practically, this renounce should come. But there is something lacking in our saranagati. But one day it will come. In a long term, but it must come. If even it is Sukriti, no harm. Gradually it will come. Our mole, what is our mole, root object? What is the object of our life and devotion? We have to try to make it. And I have told so many times. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in first chapter, in third or fourth, object has been fixed. And that what object? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and what he gave? Anarpit charim kirat karunaya avatirna. Samarpayistum unnotaj jalarasang swabhakti. Oh, this is our goal. This is our goal. And what is this? Parakiyamot. The service of Radhika. In Parthiyamut, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this. This was Krishna never gave, Ram never gave, up to Jayadev never anyone gave. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after one day of Brahma, he distributed Rag Marga. Why? Because he was so
merciful.
He was so merciful. So this is our object of any jeev, highest it may be. And try to realize this. And to make this object. If you are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are in line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has made it clear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Srila Rupa Goswami has told. Only in one slope. Vishwanath Chakravarti has repeated Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanayat Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachutu Pasana Baju Badu Bargena Jakalpita Srimada Bhagavatam Pramanayamalam Prema Pumatho Kuma Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaru Nahapara. Very, this is the object of our life. Ramya kachu tu pasana baju baju bargaina jalta. What is the meaning? Why you keep it there?
Now town or you can offer in the system.
Arantu Bhagavan Videsh Tanaya. This was Silvishwar Vishwanath Thakur is explaining that the worshipable of the Lord is Bhagavan Pradesh Tanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. He specifically classifies Krishna in Vrindavan. It's also Krishna in Dwarka, but he is not our Lord. Our worshipable Bhagavan is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And his dham, his abode, that is Vrindavan. Arasya Bhagavan, Vrati Chitanya, Sattham Vrindavan. Ramya Kasi Upasana, Vrajavadu Vrati Niyya Kalpita. The process of attaining the love of Sri Krishna is as the gopis or the damsels of Braj have attained him. The wonderful sweet relationship which they had for Krishna, that has to be followed. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramad Amalam Seva Pumartho Mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless evidence stating that praying or love of Godhead is the ultimate attainable object or the highest perfection. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Satra Guruna Vara. And this is the verdict or the principle inundated or explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have great regard for this principle and we should follow it.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari coming here and I tried to
chase it out.
And what that bird was?
Sleep.
So don't sleep. For this I thought. I want that. I come from so far away and you had also come. So if that purpose is not sought, then what to do? So anyhow I tried that you should not sleep. You can have with you some
chili powder.
If. I have also some medicine. At the Kotu Samay Bulla.
45.
How?
Yeah, a second guilty of anything.
So much?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
I started at 6
40, half. Quarter past.
So what I am going to tell, that make your object, if you are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Sampradaya, if you are in line of what? Rupa Goswami, first you should try to make your goal of your life and your
object.
Make a goal. Goal first. Goal should be highest. What Rupa Goswami has given. And he is telling what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this unalloyed devotion in the line of gopis. So this is option. To serve Krishna like gopis. There are so many of kinds of gopis, but especially like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Rati Manjari. To be more inclined towards Srimati Radhika service than Krishna. Serving Radha Krishna Jugal, but inclination where it will be? Towards Radha. This goal is very high. So I cannot make. No harm, you should not. But anyone who is hearing from bona fide Guru, and if he is greedy for this, then he certainly will make this goal. I want to be like that. I will die without water. I may die. But Chatak Pakshi, what he wants? Or Swati constellation, water. He will die, but he will take that. Greed, if real greed is there, jadi wahan par lobh hai, to phir wo vichar nahi karti koi, kuch